We're backstage with Yannick Nezet-Séguin. The Seasons.
First thing I want to say about this piece, I'm so excited we're doing it, because as the picture this, the young Yannick, 8 years old, or 9 years old technically, because I started at 8, but the concert was at 9. My first year, at the end of my first year as a boy chorister, soprano, the concert, final concert was Haydn, The Seasons. All from memory, in German.
Wow. And,
you know, when you learn this at age 8 and 9, believe me, you remember every single word. I was in love with choral singing because it was new for me. But I think I was really deeply in love with that piece. And everyone is talking about the creation as being a masterpiece. And it is. I'm not debating this. But it's a little bit like trying to compare the St. Matthew Passion of Bach and the St. John's Passion. They are very different creations of art. And the Schöpfung, the creation, is this piece where Haydn reaches the quintessential harmony and purity and also joy of the liveliness of our world. But he takes The Seasons, in my opinion, to a different level, because it also is combined with a more distinctive use of orchestral and vocal effects because of the depiction of the elements in each of the season. For example, right away, the introduction is the end of winter that's about to go to springtime. Just when the first chorus, Come Holder Lenz, Come Sweet Spring, when that starts, the contrast with what has been before is extraordinary. I mean, it's more telling than anything else I know in music. And this is really, we can so relate to how we feel the seasons year after year. And
yes,
from being chilled to finally feel that the wind is softer on our skin. There's the sunrise, which lasts just a few bars, and it's so extraordinary. There's the little drops of rain in the middle of the summer cantata, where we hear the rumbles of the thunder very far away, and all of a sudden there's the explosion of the storm, thunderstorm. And I think where Haydn really went further than anything else he wrote is at the end of the third cantata, the autumn, fall, where he is depicting the harvest and people actually drinking wine and getting drunk. And we can hear it in the music and the use of percussion and the use of triangle, the use also before this of a hunting scene with natural horns. It is over-the-top piece, which is also extremely interesting for the choral singing. And yes, of course, for the solo singing. But as the creation is more about the arias, I would say that the seasons is more about the choir. And this is why I'm so excited that I get to collaborate with our Philadelphia Symphonic Choir. Not for the first time, but for the first really meaningful and big collaboration for this new choir we founded. So I can go really deeply in detail with them.
It sounds as if this was a great experience for you when you were 8 or 9, and you're getting different things out of it now that you're an adult.
Of course, I get different things, but I do feel that this is maybe an ideal piece to, even though it's long, it can be an ideal piece to introduce many people to the music, because there is this immediate quality of hearing in the orchestra and in the voices some things that we have in our everyday life. The sun, the clouds, the rain, the snow, the ice, the being hot, being cold, being lazy, being tired. There's all even a hymn to work, and which was very interesting for Haydn. He had trouble finishing that movement because he said, I believe that a man can work, but I'm now so tired in my life. This was almost his last piece, Haydn, that he had trouble valuing the work and writing something sincere as a hymn to the beauty of work every day. It's a fascinating piece, which I still think that people miss, don't know enough, basically. And that's why I'm so happy to bring it to Philadelphia.
Everyone can relate to it. It sounds very exciting. We look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.